And you're listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. This is John Thrasher. I'm sure many of you recognize that melody from the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra, Down From His Glory, Ever Living Story. My God and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him. The psalmist said, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." Don't you love the Psalms? They speak and express so much our own feelings, don't they? We don't know how to put it in words, but the psalmist, inspired of the Holy Spirit, did. And we can read those same words, and we can say things like, "O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. And it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Not just when the weather's beautiful, not just when the sun is shining, not just when everything is going just the way you want it, but every single day. Doesn't the Bible say, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you"? We don't choose our moments. We don't choose our days and our circumstances and say, "Well, today I will give thanks, but tomorrow it may present too many difficulties. I'm not going to give thanks. I'm going to grumble and complain." Well, you better not. Every day, the Bible says, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So every day is special, isn't it? Yesterday was a very special day. Tomorrow is going to be a very special day. And today is a very special day, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Therefore, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Let's do that today, shall we? And give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Thank you.
As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermons from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I don't think there's anything worse than despondency or discouragement. And sometimes one can be despondent and not even be able to put his finger on the root of the problem. Are you ever like that? You feel so depressed, so despondent, so down, and you don't really know why. Sometimes it's just in your moods or in the chemistry of your body and your emotions. And sometimes for no reason at all, just feel so down. And then there are other times we know why we feel down. But whether they are phantoms or reality, despondency is a miserable thing, a paralyzing thing. And it's one of those things that Jesus Christ came to heal us of and deliver us from, because he came to heal the brokenhearted. Praise God for that. And I love the positive confession of this man of God. He admits the fact that he's down, that he's way down. But he questions why. He says, Why are you cast down, O my soul? And then he expresses a very positive thought when he says, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I don't feel like it right now, but I know the sun is going to rise again. And I know that one of these days, with all my heart, I'm going to praise him again. Keep thinking positive like that. And that's not positive thinking based on human reasoning. That's positive thinking based upon the Word of God. God's promises, whereby are given unto us exceeding great promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. Tap the resources, embrace them, let them become an anchor to the soul, and let the Lord lift you up. David called him the lifter up of mine head. And the Lord wants to be that inspirer, that strengthener, that lifter up. I came across this little poem that I thought was very meaningful, written by Louisa May Alcott, who was the American novelist and poet who wrote Little Women. She wrote this poem when she was just 11 years of age. It's entitled Despondency. Silent and sad when all are glad, and the earth is dressed in flowers, when the gay birds sing till the forests ring as they rest in woodland bowers. Oh, why these tears and these idle fears for what may come tomorrow? The birds find food from God so good, and the flowers know no sorrow. If he clothes these and the leafy trees, will he not cherish thee? Why doubt his care? It is everywhere, though the way we may not see. Written at the age of 11, Louisa May Alcott. And it is certainly based on Scripture, because Jesus himself told us this. said, don't fret, don't worry, don't be so concerned about tomorrow's events and happenings. Just concentrate on today. And the Lord has promised that he would be with us and strengthen us and help us. Why do we doubt it? Alas, why do we doubt it? Can't we become believers? Can't we be happy in the Lord? Not in our own self-sufficiency, but in the power of his might. Well, dear friend, we've come this far by faith. Don't you think that faith is going to take us the rest of the way? As the old hymn says, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought us safe this far, and grace will take us home. We come this far by faith, and as we put our trust in the Lord God, we know we'll make it the rest of the way. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Say that. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. By faith I declare it.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet. Far by faith.
Just remember the good things God has done. Things that seem impossible.
Oh, praise him for the victories he has won.
Oh,
far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet. Far by faith, we've come this far by faith.
Oh, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord,
trusting in his holy word.
I think I just want to pray for you right now. I'll pray for you and you pray for me. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and mercy and all of your great heart of compassion toward us as sinners. And we know that as we reach out in faith, as that little lady did in the Gospels, and touch the hem of your garment, we shall receive healing and deliverance and victory and hope and help. Know how we need your touch today. And I don't know who is listening at this precise moment throughout this area by means of radio, but God, you know who they are. You know the burdens that they carry, the broken heart that they have. Maybe those feelings of despondency and depression, or maybe just really up against a brick wall in their life. Oh God, give them the strength to bear whatever cross Providence has put upon them, make a way where there seems to be no way. Touch each one of us as we pray together. And we are so thankful that our Jesus is a healing Jesus who came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Lord, we want to be free. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Lord, loose us of every shackle, every fetter, every bondage. They would keep us from being at our very best for you, Lord. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we ask it. A healing Jesus. We're so thankful.
When walking
Amen.
By the sea, come and follow me. Jesus called. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed, his power is just the same.
What a beautiful song. What a beautiful message. You're a healing Jesus. What a healing Jesus I have found in you. A tourist who had visited a church in Norway said that he was surprised to see the carved figure of a lamb near the top of the church's tower. He learned that when the church was being built, a workman fell from the high scaffold. His co-workers rushed down, expecting to find him dead, but to their surprise and joy, he was alive and only slightly injured. How did he survive? A flock of sheep was passing beneath the tower at the time, and he landed on top of a lamb. The lamb broke his fall and was crushed to death, but the man was saved. And to remember that miraculous escape, someone carved a lamb on the tower at the exact height from which the workman fell. Well, does that say anything to you from the Bible? John the Baptist described Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Peter said that the full weight of our sins fell upon Jesus. And the Apostle Paul explained, He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We all have fallen in sin, but on the cross, Jesus took the punishment for our sin upon himself. He now offers eternal life to all who personally put their faith in him. Are you a Christian? Have you put your trust in the Lamb of God? You fell in sin. You fell upon Jesus, for the Bible says he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He was crushed that you might be saved. Only believe. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. We give glory to him, for worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Let us worship him. Dear friend, it's been my joy to be with you these 30 minutes in Morning Devotions. This is John Thrasher, and our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day. Put your trust in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Amen.